Hello, dear listeners. James Reeser here, presenting a new episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal. If you want fresh, high-quality makings for an amazing dinner, Blue Apron is the way to go. It's easy, flexible, and affordable. And the sustainably grown ingredients for your delicious meals are delivered straight to your door in refrigerated and recyclable packaging. Blue Apron is reducing food waste by shipping the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, and there are so many great menus to choose from. Next week, they have a creamy red rice and cauliflower casserole with spinach and rosemary. Also coming up is a vegetable chili with baked sweet potatoes and crispy tortilla strips. They sound delicious. And as a vegetarian, I can say their options are pretty original and exciting. You can help support us and keep our content free. Just go to blueapron.com/fireside and check out this week's menu. And you get your first three meals for free, plus free shipping. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/fireside, my friends. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. This episode is also brought to you by Audible. For you fabulous listeners of our show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and browse the over 180,000 titles they have to choose from. You can listen anytime and anywhere on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Audible has a wealth of amazing titles to choose from. This week, my suggestion is Stardust, written and narrated by Neil Gaiman. I'm a personal fan of the novel, and to hear this master storyteller narrate his own work is an absolute treat. It's a magical, romantic fairy tale and coming-of-age story for the child in all of us, but definitely meant for grown-ups. It's a great listen. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and download this or any audiobook for free today. Okay, take a load off, my friends. Close those restless eyes of yours and allow the following story to take your imagination to all sorts of interesting places. All They Had to Do Was Dream was recorded live as part of our Love After Death show at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th, 2017.
The Fireside Mystery Theater players would like to present for you Scenes from a Dinner, a playlet in one act brought to you by BlueApron.com.
It's no use. We have to face the truth.
I know. I know. You can't say I haven't tried. Oh, the recipe says we're supposed to bring the chicken meatballs down to a simmer before adding the Sicilian tomato and caper sauce.
James, look in my eyes, please. Please don't look away. Oh, no, those meatballs are going to burn if I don't just
good save. As you were saying...
Thanks. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Can't you see? This is all eating away at us from within.
What does that even mean?
Do I have to come out and say it? You need to tell your really annoying friends to go home already. This is a meal for two, not four, two.
But it's so hard. It's just that they...
Hey! Is that... Wow! You guys use Blue Apron too?
Oh, yes, it is Blue Apron. See those beautiful boxes over there? And it's just exactly what we had last night. The chicken meatballs. Oh, mind if we take a little taste?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, it's just like I remember. Go on, take a taste, honey.
Now, guys.
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Yeah, so good. It is just as good as ours that we made last night.
They seem to have followed the Blue Apron recipe to a T. See how good things can taste when you actually follow directions, huh?
What are you trying to say?
Oh, Blue Apron is the best, isn't it, honey?
Oh, yes. Blue Apron, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Where do I start? They are now the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country.
And talk about affordability. Meals are under $10 per person with free shipping.
Oh. We're quite aware.
Oh, but did you know Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States?
And you get to choose from a variety of new recipes every week, or you can let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. Recipes are never repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored.
So, we're gonna be sitting down to dinner pretty soon.
Oh, don't mind us.
No, we're all freed up for the night. Isn't that right, honey?
Yep, you two, go on and eat.
Don't worry about us. We're all good.
Yes, we already ate.
We're fine. We'll just stand here.
And observe. See how yours comes out compared to ours, if that's okay.
Unless you need some help getting rid of any of that meal there.
Yeah, but only if you need us.
And we mercifully draw the curtain here. Hey, folks, you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Fireside Mystery Theater listeners, check out this week's menu by going to blueapron.com/fireside and get your first 3 meals free. That's blueapron.com/fireside. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Welcome back, everyone. The idea of love after death has worked its dark magic into many classical pieces of theater, literature, film, and television. From the star-crossed love of Juliet and her Romeo to the seduction of Mina Harker by the title character of Bram Stoker's Dracula to William Faulkner's tragic musing on necrophilia, A Rose for Emily. Let us not forget Alfred Hitchcock's psychologically unnerving plunge into deathly obsession, that is Vertigo. Some most recommended reading and viewing for the hardcore romantics in our audience. The following play, All They Had to Do Was Dream, is a dark fantasy of romance set partly in the world of sleep, where lovers may reach for something more profound than life, love, or death itself.
Hey, hon. Yeah. Yep, still stuck in Atlanta. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we're going to be delayed for another 2 hours. Can you believe that? Jeez, why can't they ever book me on a direct flight? What's that? Sorry. No, you're breaking up. Hello? 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 Oh, yeah, I lost you there for a... I miss you too. Yeah, no, I can hear you. No, I said I miss you too. Hello. I did too, say that. I did! Okay, go ahead. What were you about to say? Honey, why? Why would you do that? No, well, I thought we decided that it wasn't for us. It just makes things worse. Okay, you know, let's not argue now, okay? It's been a rough day. No, don't cancel the appointment for now. Let's just talk about it when I get home. Okay. No, I'm not mad. Really? Can I call you when I land at JFK? I'm not mad! Come on now. I'll talk to you later. Love you. does she do that? I mean, why do I... Oh!
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going at... Oh, geez. Let me help. Oh, my.
Tom? That isn't you, Tom, is it?
Oh, my. Mary? Mary Noel? Mary Noel! I can't believe it.
Tom.
Oh, my God. Mary Noel, it is you. Oh, my. What a great surprise this is. Oh, geez. Let me help you pick all this stuff up.
No, it's okay.
I gotcha. I'm sorry. I was stuck in my own head there for a second.
Well, I'm glad to see that hasn't changed. That's sort of what made us click all those years ago, I suppose. Always dreaming, you and me. It is so good to see you, Tom.
It's good to see you as well. Is your flight super delayed like mine is?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back home to La Jolla. A 15-minute delay has somehow turned into 3 hours.
3 hours? Well, that's a drag. So, you're in California these days. La Jolla, huh? Nice town there.
Yeah, it's quite nice there. And you?
Well, I'm still in good old NYC. Can't seem to shake it. Mary Noel. Well, we're both delayed here. Come on, it's been so long. Let's grab ourselves an overpriced drink. What do you say? Thank you. And here's yours. Cheers.
Cheers. How long have you been married?
5 years. But we've been together for almost 8. Well, that's a nice rock you've got there. Good for you.
My fiancé popped the question just last month.
So this is your first go around?
Yeah, I've never been married. Tom.
Yeah?
You're happy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm as happy as anyone has the right to be, I guess. You're happy, aren't you, Mary Noel? I sure hope so.
Thank you.
Do you still have your music?
Yes. I play classical harp for the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus.
Wow. I'm so glad to hear that. I remember when you used to play the guitar. You used to sing songs to me while we dug our feet in the sand and waited for the sun to show its face. Oh, God, I could never forget those days.
Tom.
Yes, Mary Noel?
Do you realize how long it's been?
Well, we were just teenagers.
Yet we recognized each other right away.
Yeah, we sure did.
I somehow resigned myself to the fact that we would never meet again. Not in this life, anyway.
I guess I felt that way, too. But I'm glad that we did.
But you're happy, Tom.
I'm happy right now. Are you?
Darren is a good man, and he takes good care of me.
Yeah, but you don't love him. I'm sorry. I have no idea why I just said that.
It's all right. It's all right, Tom. We could always confide in each other. We told each other all of our secrets.
Once upon a time. Yeah.
Do you know when I'm truly happy?
When is that?
Well, okay. 5 years ago, I nearly drowned after a boating accident. The doctors induced a coma.
Oh, my God.
But I recovered, as you can see.
And you're all right now, right?
Ever since I came out of the coma, I found I could do something somewhat unusual.
What is that?
When I go to sleep at night, I can return to the same dream.
You have reoccurring dreams?
No, not quite. I have just one dream, the same dream, each night. And my dream is paradise, like nothing in the waking world. It's when I'm there that I'm truly happy.
Well, that makes me a little sad to hear. You feel that life is so terrible that you have to...
Life is not terrible. It's just that in my dream, things are better.
much better.
It still makes me a little sad.
Why?
I don't know. What's all this about then? I mean, what are we living for?
Tom.
Yeah?
Take my hand. Now, close your eyes. I'm closing my eyes too.
Mary Noelle.
Try to let go for just a minute.
I don't need much convincing. I've been so tired.
I'm drifting. I'm drifting.
What is this feeling? I see a door.
A yellow door.
Yes.
Hello there. Why not be a gentleman and open the door?
Who are you?
I am your protector and your servant. But foremost, I am your guide. We're waiting on you, sir. Open the door.
Oh, well, okay.
Isn't it wonderful?
Attention passengers, Delta Flight 591, destination JFK International Airport, is now boarding the rich people. That means first class. If you have a kid, disability, you know, a seat and coach, you gotta wait.
Oh! I'm gonna miss my flight! What just happened? Did we doze off?
So you saw. You were there too. It worked.
I don't know what just happened. I feel a little dizzy.
Yeah, you better hurry. You're gonna miss your flight.
Maybe I'll see you again?
Look for me, Tom.
When? How?
Meet me in the dream.
Meet me in the dream.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff, please.
Meet me in the dream. Meet me.
Hello. Welcome back, Tom.
Hello. Where's Mary Noelle?
She isn't in at the moment. Would you like to come back later?
No, it's all right. I can wait. I like it here.
Well, you just can't sit there, Tom.
All right. Should I wait inside?
You should just come back later. Mary Noelle is not asleep yet. You can't meet up with her until she's also asleep. You both have to be asleep at the same time. Makes sense, right? I'm sure she'll be in later.
But I'm on the East Coast. It's 3 hours earlier in California.
You two will figure it out. Come back a little later, Tom, why don't you? I'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
Why didn't you call when you landed?
Sorry, Candy. I was beat. Figured you were probably asleep. I just grabbed an Uber and came straight home.
All right. How was your trip?
I'm glad to be home. So that should tell you right there.
They were giving you a lot of pushback at the conference, weren't they?
Yeah. Can we talk about it in the morning?
Well, can't you just tell me in a few words? Is that too hard? Too much to ask?
Can I just climb into bed? I'm dead tired. Oh, great. There's that look again.
What look? This look? The look of someone you just pass through like a transparent wall every time you see her?
Candy, there is no real reason for us to argue right now.
Or talk about anything. And you're surprised I want us to try counseling again.
I'm going to bed. I still have to work in the morning.
Fine. Go to bed. Pleasant dreams, jerk.
right. Baby spinach is washed. This garlic is sliced extra thin. And I just throw a little pat of butter. And this dinner has gone from good to amazing in under 20 seconds. Super simple ingredients, but it makes for a real... Mary Noelle, you okay?
I'm all right, Darren. I'm just very sleepy from the flight.
But you said you haven't eaten.
I know, but...
This won't take but 10 more minutes.
Oh, it looks great, smells great. I'm sorry, honey, but I really need my sleep.
All right, honey. No problem. I know you need your sleep.
You're the best, honey. I don't tell you that enough. I love you. What time is it?
It's 7 o'clock, sweetie.
So it's about 10 p.m. on the East Coast.
Still stuck in that other time zone, huh?
No, just adjusting some schedules in my head. Alrighty, I'm gonna turn in.
Are we still going running tomorrow morning?
Sure. Just let me sleep in for an extra hour or two, if you don't mind.
You bet, sweetie. Mary Noelle.
Yes, Darren.
You know I miss you whenever you go. I'm really glad you're home with me again.
You're an angel. Good night, love.
I've come back. Is she here yet?
Back so soon, Tom?
She hasn't been around, has she?
Isn't it beautiful today?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Take a deep breath. Take it all in. It's the sweet smell of all the best days you ever had in the springtime. It's time for spring break. That feeling of promise and possibility is strong in this air. This feels better than any promise being fulfilled itself.
Is Mary Noelle here?
I don't know, is she?
Guess who?
I'll leave you two alone for now.
I can't see you, Mary Noelle.
That's because I've placed this veil of silk over your eyes, silly. Can you find the outline of my face behind it? Trace me with your fingers.
I can see you now, through the veil.
Press your lips close to mine. And you will pass right through the veil.
I love you. I've always loved you.
I've always loved you. And I thought I lost you forever.
Forever is here. Forever is now.
Wake up! You're going to be late for work.
Oh.
Come on, Mary Noelle. This is the third time I hit snooze. I'm all dressed. Come on, let's do this run before I have to go to the office. Come on, hon. Rise and shine.
Okay, Candace. I'm going to rewind the stopwatch, and then it will be your turn to speak. Okay, in that time, you're going to tell me where Tom has hurt you the most. Tom, no matter what is said here, you must remain silent. Okay? And now, go.
Tom, he just wants to sleep all these days. I mean, literally, sleep. Not sleep with me. I think it's his way of shutting me out. If he's tired, it's because I think his energy seems to be all going somewhere else. Maybe to someone else. He makes me feel that way. That I'm on the outside looking in. And that makes me feel like I'm nothing. Less than nothing.
Okay, very good. I think we're slowly starting to locate where some of those nerve endings lead. Okay, I'm going to turn around the laptop. If you'll both look at this new column I've created in the Excel spreadsheet, as you can see, I've labeled this column hurt. And next to that is our healing column. Now, if we could just ramp up the healing quotient. Did you notice how quickly the hurt column got populated versus the healing column?
Percy, I'm sorry. I don't understand any of this.
Pay attention, Tom. Please try.
I know this can seem a little complicated, Tom, academic even, but like marriage, this is work. All that being said, this can make your life more manageable. And this spreadsheet, if used properly, will do all the math and work out all the formulas for you. But in the end, you're gonna do the work, buddy. You're gonna solve your own problems.
Honey, we really should try to settle on where we're spending our honeymoon as soon as possible.
Okay. Just pick someplace then.
But where would you like to go? I mean, I really want to wow you. Fiji? St. Thomas? Athens? Iceland?
Any of those sound great.
Any of those? I remember you being very passionate about travel. Well, what's happened? Look, I'd really like to have your input and make this the best experience of our lives.
The way I feel, I'm happy anywhere I can lay my head. Beside you, that is.
Yes, you can travel the whole world through, but you will never find that place or time again, except here.
She's right.
Yes, she is. I wish I could stay asleep forever.
One day you shall.
But once we die, we can still live here, right?
I'm afraid not. Once your heart stops beating, well, I'm not sure what happens, Tom.
Enough of this talk. Let's go swimming.
You die first.
No, you.
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 Kiss me.
All right. I'm pushing you both over.
No, 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 don't.
Here you go.
No. I love you.
I love you. Let's do it again.
And again.
And again.
Again.
And again. He did it again last night.
What did he do last night?
He called out that name again in his sleep. It sounded like Mary something. Mary Bell. Maybell.
Interesting.
So, Mr. Lesser, this is all you have for me? Interesting?
Look, ma'am, I've shadowed your husband extensively for more than a month. I've practically gone to the toilet with this guy. I sifted through every email, went over every phone bill and credit card statement, line by line. Searched up and down all the usual channels in which I'd find false aliases. He's not even looking at girly videos on the internet. Nothing. Nada.
Then what's making him act this way?
If he's having an affair, it's all in his mind, or yours. And if it is at all in his mind, I can't help you there. Look, I've been in this business for over 30 years, and I've never had a case like this. This guy is 100% clean, and you could take that to the bank.
Then who could this Mary Bell be?
Who knows? I mean, some character he read about in a book or he saw in a movie. Some fantasy girl, I suppose. If she's a real person, he's not acting on it in any way that I could find.
Mary Noel? Mary Noel? Hello? Are you here? Please come out. Tell me, where is she?
Mary Noel is not here.
But it's been 3 nights. 3 nights in a row, and I haven't seen her here.
Tom.
Yes?
Maybe you shouldn't come back here anymore.
Why? Why would you say such a thing to me?
Mary Noelle is not here.
I know. I heard you say that.
No, you don't understand. I don't think she's ever coming back.
What are you saying? That she's dead? Answer me!
I don't know. All I know is that she's not coming here anymore. That's all I can tell you. Good luck, Tom. I will miss seeing you around here. Goodbye, Tom.
Wait. Wait! Wait! Answer me! Please! Please!
Tom! Tom! Are you all right? Tom, what's the matter?
I'm sorry. I just had a nightmare, that's all. I'm okay now.
Come in. Hi, what can I do for you? Please have a...
Hi, Mr. Lesser?
What the?
Is there something wrong?
You can't believe it.
Believe what? Anyway, I heard you're one of the best private detectives in the city, and I'm trying to find someone. Maybe you can help me?
Help you?
I saw your rates online. More than reasonable. Those are still your rates, are they not? I need your help finding someone.
Who?
Her name is Mary Noelle Evans. She lives in La Jolla, California. Plays the harp for the La Jolla Philharmonic. That's pretty much all I have to go on.
And what's your relationship to this girl?
I dated her for one summer when we were 17, before we went to college. It was a secret little relationship. None of our friends or family knew about it. Quite innocent, really. We never saw each other again after that.
I see. And you want me to track her down. Why?
I just want to know that she's all right. That's all.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Give me till the end of the day, and I'll just need you to fill out this paperwork.
Hi, Candace. Yeah, I'll be home tomorrow. I'm in La Jolla, California. For work. Yes. Well, it was a very sudden thing. I'll explain it all to you tomorrow. I'm a very old friend of Mary Noelle's, from high school. I heard what happened, and I wanted to come see her.
Thank you.
Tom. Tom McGavin.
Darren Esparza. I'm Mary Noelle's fiancé.
Pleased to meet you, Darren.
She was doing what she loved when it happened. It's playing her harp at the concert when she just... collapsed.
I heard. Do the doctors think she can come out of the coma?
It's still too early to tell. Were the two of you sweethearts?
No. but we shared something really special. May I see her?
Please.
Mary Noel? Can you hear me? I hope you can. I don't know how, but I'm gonna find you again. I wish I could stay asleep forever.
One day you shall.
But once we die, can we still live here?
I'm afraid not. Once your heart stops beating, well, I'm not sure what happens, Tom.
How was your trip?
It was all right.
It was all right?
Boring, actually.
You know, I called the office. They didn't know anything about you being sent to La Jolla. They said you just cashed in a couple of personal days. Well, aren't you going to say anything? Are we over? Is our marriage over? Say something, damn you!
Yes. I think it is. I'm sorry.
So that's all there is to it. Goodbye. All these years down the drain. You don't even want to try.
I've been a real bastard. I know.
What's her name?
What?
What's her name? Who are you leaving me for? I deserve to know. Who is she?
It doesn't matter. She's nothing but a dream now. A memory. I'm gonna come back for my things later.
I'll give you something to dream about!
Candy, wait! Oh.
Oh my God! What if I... Tom!
Where am I? This place is strange to me. I don't recognize anything.
Tom, how can it be?
Mary Noel, it's you. It's you.
Oh, Tom, my love, you found me.
Where did you find me? What's going on? This is not our usual meeting place. This is not our usual dream.
That dream is gone for good, I'm afraid.
I don't care. As long as you're here with me, I'm happy.
Me too.
But I can't see you. I can only hear your voice.
I can't see you either. But I can feel the vibrations of your voice.
There's no guide here, is there? Like in the other dream?
It appears not. Just you and me.
Well, that's all right with me.
I think we're on a different plane of consciousness.
Are we dead?
Our bodies are being kept alive, it seems.
Then this is great news.
You think so?
We never have to be awake again in that depressing old world. We can sleep and be in the same dream together. For as long as we want to.
You won't get tired of me.
Not if you won't get tired of me.
You realize this will only last as long as our bodies are kept alive.
Then let's make the most of it. Let's be married, you and I, From this day forward.
I do.
And I do. Till death do us part.
Dr. Ray?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Thomas McGavin. Yes, I just spoke with the patient's family. Well, we can't speak with his wife. She's still in custody. Yeah, crazy, right? No, I did not. But I spoke with his parents. Yes. Yes, they both have the power of attorney, and they were pretty adamant. And I have to agree with them. Yes, it's best if we not resuscitate him. Yeah, I know. Well, it's just a matter of paperwork at this point. Huh. And you know how long that can take.
And that brings us to the end of another episode. Eric Davy Gislason played Tom. Ali Silva played Mary Noel. Mary Murphy played Candy. Michael Pate played Lesser, the private investigator. Bill Heidrich played Percy, the marriage therapist. Allison Gwynn played the dream guide. And the part of Darren was played by me, James Reeser. The song All I Have to Do Is Dream by Felice and Budlow Bryant was performed by Allison Gwynn and Silben Sandovar. This episode was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you enjoy what we do, show us some love by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It really does help us out in so many ways. Let us know what episodes or characters are your favorites, or anything you'd like to hear more of in the future. We are always truly grateful for your feedback. Take note, fans, thrill seekers, radio theater, and audio drama lovers in the New York City area. Mark your calendars for our next live show at the Slipper Room, this coming Sunday, March 26th. You can help us locate some missing persons. Don't be the one person missing from our audience. Tickets are available now at slipperroom.com. Many thanks to our sponsors. You can make delicious, affordable, and easy home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. BlueApron.com/fireside is where it's at to get your first three meals for free, plus free shipping. And remember, you can also choose a free audiobook from an amazing selection today. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside for your free audiobook and free 30-day trial. Were you aware that you can get all sorts of cool stuff emblazoned with our dazzling logo? You can. I'm keeping cozy in my Fireside hoodie right now. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and see all the neat things we have available. In next week's episode, you'll love a little and laugh a lot at life and, yes, even death, with a story we call Beyond the Grave. This is James Reeser wishing you the sweetest of dreams, and as you traverse the unconscious landscape, I bid you remember to mind the shadows.